So I want to wish every Nigerian a happy, happy, happy independence to Lagos, to Ikorodu, to everyone across the green, white, green platform. You're welcome once again to Ikorodu News Network special podcast episode. And on this very edition, we shall be presenting to you the chairman of the Nigerian Union of Teachers Ikorodu Chapter in the person of Comrade Fakolade Oluwafemi Oluwaseun JP. We sat with the man and we talked about a lot of issues and experiences that arise in the union as regards the advent of COVID-19 pandemic. We talked about the first phase of the shutdown. The second phase, there was a time when there was pressure on the government of Lagos State to reopen the schools. We asked him about that. And we also talked about the inception of how teachers are now adopting different measures to teach the students in terms of the visual side, in terms of the social media side. We asked him about all that questions. And also in closing, he gave a message to all the teachers in Ikorodu, in Lagos, and in Nigeria. So without wasting much time, we are going to go straight into this chat. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy this from Ikorodu News Network podcast, where we continue to link Ikorodu 24/7. Enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm Comrade Fakolade Oluwafemi Oluwaseun JP, the Chairman Nigerian of Teachers Ikorodu Branch. COVID-19 pandemic was discovered in December 2019, but did not actually surface in Nigeria until around March, and then when cases were skyrocketing, and then the federal government in our own wisdom decided to close down all schools in order to reduce the rate of infection as at that very particular time. So we went on an emergency holiday, a forced holiday at a particular period that we're almost preparing for our second term examination. Since March 2020 till date, you will discover that we have not had what we can refer to as a total or a full resumption. What we have been having is basically like a skeletal walk, where we have only SS3 that are asked to come in basically to do their WAEC exam, and then the GSS3 are expected to resume probably in the next few days. COVID-19 itself has actually changed the narrative, has changed the atmosphere, has affected the atmosphere positively, negatively. And then when I say COVID-19 has affected us positively, in the sense that it has actually draw the attention of many of our teachers into the aspect of digitalization, and then you see a lot of schools embarking on virtual learning, and then but the negative aspect is the fact that emotionally we missed our children, the group of people that we are used to on a daily basis. We see each other. There is a kind of an emotional attachment to our children. We create relationship with them. So when the situation came, we're basically ready for it. And then as a union of teachers, the body that is statutorily responsible to teachers actually came up with a position on the issue of this pandemic. Those things, those protocols that needed to be met before we can resume, the use of nose mask, personal protective equipment for our teachers, face mask, etc., you know, running waters in our school, fumigation of our schools, and to a larger extent, the state government complied with that. You will also agree with me, we may not be in always in the habit of praising the government, but you must also understand that it will also be something that will be negative on our part if we just decide to criticize a government that has done well. So in terms of management of COVID-19, Lagos State Government under the incident commander, Governor Rajide Sanwo-Olu, did a lot in arresting the situation. And so our schools were fumigated here. And then even at a particular point, the SS3 students that are writing exams were given nose masks to also prevent them from contracting this deadly virus. Thank you very much. The pressure being mounted on the government at that very particular time was not coming from the public sector. Okay. It was coming from the private sector, basically those that their means of livelihood actually depends on the businesses that they open. For us, we do not see education as a business. For us, education is a service itself. But for them, many of them see it as a business. Many of them are businessmen who wants to make money out of the children, and then they felt that the holiday seems to be too long. And then so that very particular time, it was almost the height of the whole pandemic, because if you look at the chart, if you look at the graph of that pandemic, the graph was almost going up at a particular point. That was the point when South Korea actually resumed, and South Korea schools has to be closed again. And then it was a period Israel also opened, and Israel had to go back in. And even some parts of America, even as 3 weeks ago in Chicago, they came in and then they went back. Because we have friends there that we asked. We asked questions from them, what is happening. So the pressure, basically, as at that time, was not because we didn't want to work, because we have even missed our children. And then we wanted to go back to work and see those children again and teach them, prepare them for exam. But one thing is that in the course of being emotional about the whole thing, we should not allow our emotion to override our thinking. The most important thing is that at that time, was it actually safe for us to open schools? So as at that time, we said no until those things were provided. And if you look at most of our schools, not even most, all of our schools in the Ikorodu, as of today, you see that there is total compliance with all COVID-19 protocols. And then even from the school, you see a lot of inscriptions that says no mask, no entry. And then as you are going in, there's sanitizer, you can be able to wash your hands, there's running water, and the schools were fumigated by the government. What we were interested in is that the life of an average child in Nigeria, an average Nigerian child, actually matters to us. So that's even the reason why you see government trying to do a kind of a staggered resumption.
Yes.
So a staggered resumption, we have SS3 now, we have GS3, and when they are gone, probably we have GS2. So it's something that government has to also sit down and see what they can actually do to make sure that we do not have a crisis that may be overblown within a short period of time, and that the government may not be handled, be able to handle. Okay, let me start with what you just mentioned, and I'm going to probably flash your mind back to all other professions too. Everybody is trying to adjust, okay? Most people that were working in banks, those that were working in insurance companies, were all working from home. Nobody was working from home before now, and they were all glued to their computers. They were all trying, a lot of applications were developed for people to make payments without even seeing because what we needed to do was to reduce the physical contact. So it's not basically about teachers. The question whether we are technologically inclined before now or not doesn't arise, because there are so many, many, many teachers that are technologically inclined who also understand. If you go to most of our schools, you will discover that we have a projector being provided by the government during a core project. We've had teachings going on in our schools through the use of a projector. So it's something that we've been doing. The only thing that you will have said is that when COVID-19 came, there seems to be an enhancement, the passion, the drive, the eagerness to be more technologically inclined. And so you see the introduction of online classes. We started the online classes, some as far as April, some in March, some in May. But I want to tell you that even the children themselves are saying nothing can be compared to their teacher. You know, because even the presence of an average teacher can as well make the child to know what he or she is learning. But what has been the change is the fact that all teachers now understand we deliver lecture through our phones. Parents have given their children phones for them to, you know, access to their phones to have classes. Even the government distributed some kind of radios, government distributed phones. So it's just a pointer to the fact that we are living in a world that we'll all need to embrace technology. The only way to know whether a child has learned or not is evaluation. How do you evaluate? You evaluate a child through tests, through continuous assessment, through exam. That's the only way to go. And then through physical contact, where you can ask questions from the student. When we write our lesson notes, at times we write, teachers evaluate the student by asking them the following questions on the subject content or the subject matter for the day. So how do you evaluate the student? You can only continue to encourage the student. You can only continue to encourage the parents to make sure that their students, their children key into this online classes. Whether we like it or not, online classes has come to stay. We could also form part of the...
Yes.
It will form part of... it will be an integral part of the normal teaching. That's the way I view it. It means that if I'm teaching economics now, if I teach and I feel that I even want to have a Saturday class with my students, I do not need physical contact anymore. So if I teach my student on Monday, I have them on Wednesday, I have them on Friday, I can actually say on Saturday, every one of you should meet me online by 11. I want to have a class with you. I want to have a revision class with you. This pandemic has also raised the consciousness of the student in the use of technology to achieve their aim. Yes, for Ikorodu teachers, I say to anyone that cares to listen, they are the best and the best of all in the whole of the universe. These are dedicated teachers. And then I give it to you to, I give that poster to you to go around all our schools and see the way our teachers are working. And for them, I want to encourage them to continue to work seriously and make sure that no child is left behind. And therefore, at the end of the day, the best and the noblest of all professions in the world is teaching profession. Let them continue to do their best. For us in Nigerian Union of Teachers, we continue to fight, protect the interest of our members, and to make sure that every teacher smiles by the end of this pandemic.
Yes, so what is it that makes people always want to read the news? What is it that makes people always want to know what is going on? What is it that makes people want to say, okay, So what's happening in this sector? What's going on in this sector? And who are those people on standby, ready to bring this information out for your consumption? Well, these are some of the things that the Ikorodu News Network will be looking at. Dissemination of information. Verified, authentic, and legit information. Don't go anywhere. This is what we'll be delivering to you from time to time consecutively. And to the best of our capacity, we'll be here, INN, linking Ikorodu. Thank you.